My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents his state's first congressional district. He's also a former judge in the state of Texas and a member of the House Judiciary Committee. You may have heard the first part of our conversation about the Supreme Court's decision to take up the Arizona immigration laws. If you haven't heard that, please look for it elsewhere on this site. But in the second part of our conversation, we also talked about the testimony last week before the House Judiciary Committee from Attorney General Eric Holder, specifically as it related to the Fast and Furious investigation and what Congressman Gohmert considers to be a great deal of partisanship in defense of the Attorney General by Democrats on the committee. But we began by me asking him what he thought was the headline from that hearing.
Well, my personal dismay just grew very, very much deeper after the Attorney General testified. They had given us a huge stack of documents that was truly a document dump intended to mislead people that they had been completely open, when actually 92 pages of that were Grassley's own letter requesting information just copied over and over again. And one other thing that was very telling, you know, the Attorney General testified May 3rd before our committee that he had only learned about Fast and Furious a few weeks before the May 3rd hearing. Well, then we find out, he says, well, actually, I had ordered the Inspector General to do an investigation back in February. There's, as I pointed out to him, there's not an email, there's not a letter, there's not an order, there is nothing in this stack of documents. We know he emails personally and also officially. We had none of those emails. And anyway, it is clear they're covering up what exactly was decided and who decided it with regard to Fast and Furious. He told us that, gee, he didn't know if we'd ever know who actually decided Fast and Furious would go forward. That is something so serious that implicates international law. You're going to get people killed in a foreign country and Americans killed in this country. You're going to let thousands of weapons go to criminals not intending to follow them and interdict or stop or intercept at all. And he can't even say who decided it was a go. That's a man, if he is being truthful, he's got to go, because you just can't have somebody that lax running a department that can do that much damage and destruction. And number two, if he did know, he's got to go anyway.
Sounds like you're among the few dozen Republicans who are calling for him to resign.
Well, he should, and this is not a partisan thing. And in fact, I am greatly distressed by the lack of Democrats who are concerned and calling for his resignation, because when the similar thing happened in 2007 with regard to national security letters, they hadn't gotten anybody killed like this has. It was not nearly as damaging to our own people and international affairs as Fast and Furious and our gun rights. There were abuses of the national security letter. The Attorney General said he didn't, that there were not. Turns out there were. And once that was determined, that within about 6 weeks, due to pressure from both sides, we had a new Attorney General. Well, there is no pressure from the other side. Where is the bipartisanship we had when it was a Republican Attorney General to get a new Attorney General? It's amazing how many folks across the aisle know what needs to be done, and yet all they'll do is shill for the Attorney General instead of saying, this just isn't right. You got people killed, and if you didn't know about it, you should have, then you got to go.
Just a minute or so left here, sir. What did the Democrats say during the hearings, whether it's talking about Justice Kagan or talking about Fast and Furious? How did they defend the Attorney General?
They asked what you would call softball questions. And there were four police chiefs behind him. I think most of the Democrats pointed out how wonderful that he had such broad law enforcement support that had come in to sit with him. And I pointed out to him how nice it was to have the four law enforcement behind him. But I didn't bother to invite the people that were upset in law enforcement about what he's done, because there's not room in the building for all the people that are mad at him for what this Justice Department's done. So it was basically softballs, trying to make him look good and give him the ability to try to say nice things to avoid confronting what really happened.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, we appreciate your time. And if we don't talk to you before Christmas, have a wonderful Christmas with your family.
Well, thanks, Greg. You too. What if you do talk to me?
I'll wish you it again.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll work. All right. Thanks so much, Greg.
Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I was also a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.